world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. This is General Galen Shaw.
I'm Margaret Cray.
I'm Bud Dickman.
And I'm Robert Leonard. And I'm Phil Henry. Welcome to the program. We have David G. Hall joining us tonight, our vice president. Used to be the vice president of syndication.
Well, I don't know what the fiduciary of the business interests. Speaking of fiduciary interests, have you figured out that entire...
What's the life insurance thing?
Oh, the life... I don't know.
Because I think it's something you need to take care of.
Yeah, Mr. Henry. You know.
Why is that?
Well, you're not the youngest guy in the world, Phil. If you're going to leave money to somebody, you got to get the life insurance, you know.
You got to get the life insurance.
Wait a minute. Does anybody here know what they're talking about?
I know that I have a policy on Frank. Or Frank has a policy. I don't know.
You got to have... who are you leaving your money to?
Nobody's business.
Oh, nobody's business. Now, where do they live?
Look, General.
You know what? Who you've got someone in mind, don't you?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, do you understand?
Wait a second. What is this anyway?
That's what we were talking about you earlier.
You guys were talking to me about. They were talking to me about inheritance and stuff, right?
Exactly, and that dovetails nicely into who are you? You don't have to tell us who you're leaving your money to, but who are you leaving your property to?
Do you have any money to leave anybody?
Yeah. Here's a good question.
No kidding, Mr. Henry. You got any money to leave anybody?
Yeah, maybe I do. Maybe I have a lot of money to leave somebody. Maybe I was going to leave it to you guys, and now I'm thinking twice about that. What do you think of that?
Oh, what a load.
Well, that's a chip.
Wait. If I'm leaving my money to anybody, whatever that money is, I ain't about to discuss it here.
Okay, Phil.
Good God almighty, man. I mean, this is a live thing, you know. It ain't live, but...
I understand that, but generally... You know, Margaret, you were talking to Margaret earlier about how you live your life. You used to live your life on the radio.
I lived a version of my life on the radio. I didn't live. This is nobody's business.
All right, in general terms, though, you are going to at some point write a will.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and in that will, you will be naming certain people who will.
They'll be the receptacle.
The receptacle.
You mean they'll be in receipt of?
Yeah, they'll be in receipt of whatever it is. You know, whatever you got, man.
Yeah, whatever you got.
Right, so?
So the question here, and I don't think it's one that we're speaking out of school on, have you prepared a will? You're not that young anymore. Have you prepared a will? You're not that young anymore.
Margaret?
Have you prepared?
Never mind whether I've prepared a will or not.
Oh, I see. So it's going to be one of those things where it's none of our business. This is extremely relatable to the audience.
Yeah, because people want to know if you prepared the will.
I'm not that young anymore.
Yeah. Well, have you?
Have you?
Jesus Christ, have you? We're not talking about me right now.
Well, you know what? I think we will. I think we're talking about you, General Shaw. You're older than me.
General shit.
I caught General Shaw.
He said General Shaw.
And thank you for hitting the microphone.
It's great you hit the microphone and everything. Now I got to reposition it. God damn it.
I'm sorry, bud.
No, hold on for a minute.
Do you mind?
I've got to get in front of you. I got to look at. She messed it all up and everything.
You're putting your hand all over. Give me the mic. I'll do it.
I could do a better job than either one of you monkeys with my eyes closed.
Yeah, and what else? Okay, sorry I asked.
Are we done with this conversation?
We're not done with it, but I guess we are. I think it's fascinating. I think it would be illustrative. It would be illuminative. And it would be, you know,
Illusion.
Illusion? It would be very educational if you told us about the preparation of wills.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, Phil, I'm sorry, man. You're the guy that's getting old.
Everybody's getting old, man. Everybody is... ain't nobody, man. Time waits for no man, huh? You know?
Yeah, what about it?
What about it?
That's a famous quote.
Huh? Yeah, by who?
Yeah, well, by who? I'll find... Look it up, will you, bud?
Okay. What is it?
Time waits for no man.
Time waits for no man.
The expression time waits for no man means that some things are inevitable, such as birth.
Yeah, but who said it?
It was said originally, it's the phrase finder, the phrase finder.
The phrase finder is who finds the phrase.
Oh, okay. I thought that was the guy that said it.
Are you nuts or something? They're trying to find out who the guy is that said it.
All right, okay, fine. English proverbs, orange means, I don't know, man, time and tide wait for no man. What's the meaning of the phrase? That is from St. Marher, 1225. The origin is uncertain, although it's clear that the phrase is ancient and that it predates modern English. The earliest modern record is from St. Marher, and to tide and to time, pat to Iboran, we shall be on Igliglia.
Get the fuck... Hey, what's the language, man? Let me see that.
In time...
Well, it looks like it's some sort of early Anglican, Anglo, you know, the Saxon, general, the Saxon.
What about the Saxon?
This is not English. This is early English.
That's what I said. A version of modern English. The tide abides for, tarrieth for no man, stays no man. Tide nor time tarrieth no man, evolved into the present day version, which is the time, the notion of tide being beyond man's control, blah, blah, blah. It brings up images of King Canute. He demonstrated to his courtiers the limits of a king's power by failing to make the sea obey his command. The literal interpretation of tide and time and tide is that what is now usually understood, but wasn't what was meant in the original version of the expression. Tide didn't refer to the contemporary meaning of the word, that is, the rising and falling of the sea, but to a period of time. Okay?
Who brought that up?
I did. I used it to try to illustrate it. Anyway,
time and tide waits for no man.
Mm-mm.
It's, where's the karaoke version of that?
There is no karaoke version of that.
Is this the Rolling Stones?
Yeah, there's no karaoke version of Time Waits for No One, so just kiss it goodbye.
Yeah, right here, Mr. Ernie.
That's not karaoke, that's the song.
Ah, yes. Time waits for no one.
All right, thank you very much, Margaret. We do have David G. Hall that we're going to turn it down. We're going to turn that garbage down.
That's the Rolling Stones, one of the seminal rock bands in the history of...
Get it out of here, will you? What album's that?
Never mind. We got David G. Hall in the offing.
Yeah, got Mr. Hall in the offing, Mr. Henry. Don't you want to hear from him?
Yeah, okay. David Hall in the offing. David, sorry we were listening to... how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. It's interesting that I'm listening to you trying to... Is it Margaret? I thought we just heard karaoke from Margaret yesterday.
I was singing with Frank, yes.
All right, I was just wondering. Because I was been sitting here, and you know, you talk about time waiting for no man. It's not waiting for me. I can tell you that as I sit here and I listen to you.
Well, I'm sorry, David. We were doing what we could to get you on the air.
No, I understand that. But as I sat and I listened to you people self-indulgently, you know, doing what you were doing, it's wondering, well, as time waits for no man, it certainly isn't waiting for me. I can tell you that because of the...
Because of what?
Because of the news I got.
Yeah, I didn't tell you.
You didn't tell him, Bud?
No, I did not.
Tell me what, Bud?
I'll tell you, Phil. But I do reflect on the fact that time waits for no man.
What news do you have, David?
All right, I tested positive for COVID.
Holy Christ. Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not.
David, do you know where you got infected?
I have a couple of hunches, I think. I know when I had lunch with you, Phil, up in Ventura.
Yeah.
Well, you and I sat down to have lunch.
You didn't get it from me, Charlie, because I don't have it.
Well, how do you know that?
Because I don't... That was... What was that? Last month?
No, it wasn't. It was 2 weeks ago.
I don't have COVID, man, okay?
Have you been tested?
Look, David, no, I have not been tested.
Well, I would suggest that you...
Phil, you have to be prudent. You must at least get tested. If it was 2 weeks ago, the incubation period is... What is it, David?
I was told by the doctor it's 10 to 14 days, so it'd be just about 2 weeks ago. Are you sick?
No, I'm not sick.
You're not sick?
No, I feel fine.
You feel fine. Well, I've been tested positive, and the doctor asked me, he said, the last guy that I was with that I could possibly have gotten it from was Phil Henry.
Am I the only guy that...
Is Phil the only guy you were with?
No, there were other people. But I'm thinking the only guy I could have gotten it from... Well,
the only guy you could have gotten it from is...
What was that about, anyway?
Well, I think that because of the company you... I don't know, Phil. You seem to be a guy, the way you live, the people you know.
But what way does Phil live? Now, look, I'm the first guy to criticize Phil, but he's basically at home. I don't go anywhere, man. I talk to Jackie. The only person I go out socially with is either Jackie, and I went out to lunch with you.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But you live down there at the beach.
So I live down at the beach. So what?
Okay, Phil.
So I live down at the beach. So what?
I'm trying to figure out how I got infected with coronavirus, okay?
David, if you want, I'll take a test.
I'd appreciate that very much.
Okay, but if it was 14 days ago, first of all, are you sick?
I don't feel bad, but when they told me that I had it, I got to tell you, I went home and I I stared. The funny thing, Phil, I went home and I just kind of sat on the back porch and I stared at the mountains, you know, and I looked at the beautiful San Gabriel Mountains. I began to feel ill, you know. I began to feel as if I wanted to puke my guts up.
Well, that's just your nerves, David.
It might very well be. But
David, I'll get it. I'll get tested, man. If you want, are they trying to trace it?
Not really. They just, you know, they said, "Where did you get it?" And I said, "I probably got it from Phil Henry." And they said, "Who's he?" And I gave him your address.
Wait a minute, man. You had no information.
They asked. I said, "Probably you."
Why probably me again?
Yeah, the unusual. Many of the unusual people you know, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, you know, it's true, Mr. Henry. What unusual people do I know?
Are you kidding? I mean, Phil. First of all,
what unusual people do I know?
Well, you know us. You know,
I don't think that's funny.
Oh my God.
Well, yeah, but beyond the crew, you are up there at the beach. I don't know who you're hanging around. You're up there at the beach. You got a lot of these weirdos. I have no idea. You're the only person I know that lives in a sort of non-traditional setting.
What are you talking about non-traditional? I live in a neighborhood. I have a house in a neighborhood.
And it's at the beach with a lot of these creeps hanging around, okay?
Oh, that's real good, man. A lot of creeps talk about being prejudiced.
I didn't say they were. They're mostly white people, aren't they?
Most of the folks up here are white, yeah.
There you go. Hey.
All of that racial tolerance you speak of, Phil, and here you are in a white neighborhood. I speak of?
You did say speak.
I said speak of.
Well, you are kind of up there and exclusively white. On second thought.
Oh, yeah, on second thought, because there's mostly white folks up here. You couldn't have got it from me.
Well, I'm starting to think.
Mr. Hall, I feel bad for you and everything like that. Have you had the nasal swab?
Did I have the what?
Did you get the nasal swab?
Yeah, I did. Is that...
That's how you get the coronavirus. There's a couple of tests.
Yeah, there's two or three tests, but one of them is you get a swab right up the nose.
Yeah, I got that. And they said, yeah, you know.
They said what? They said your coronavirus...
They said your COVID, you know, you got the COVID, man.
Who did?
Who do you think? A doctor told me.
So you were tested by a doctor?
Yeah.
David, I'm really sorry about that.
And I'm sorry, I gave him your name. I said, the only guy I can think of that could have possibly have infected me.
Thanks a lot, man.
What, do you want me to lie?
Well, what is it about me, man? You know, you're hanging out with more people than I am. You're down there in L.A., okay? You're taking business meetings. You're on the phone.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm sitting here doing my stuff. I'm on the phone with Jackie. I go to the store. Everybody I talk to on the phone. I don't go anywhere. I don't see anybody. I mean, the last person I wrapped it, I mean, where was I today? Oh, I went and I got a blood test today.
Blood? What for?
It was part of my physical, man. I'm taking this damn physical. It's taking me 3 weeks to take because I went to Florida. Jackie, by the way, is coming here next week.
Wait a minute. You can't have her come there. You better tell her that you're probably coronavirus positive.
I'm not going to tell her any such thing until I get a test, okay? And I'll go get the test.
All right, you better. Because they said, look at this. And they, you know, I can tell you, Phil, when they looked at it, they go, yeah, he's red hot. And I said, oh, my God, you know.
David, it must have been shocking.
It was. And I said, you know, I couldn't breathe. And they said, you're red hot. 100, they said to me, you're straight Applejack. They were trying to make a joke, the nurse. She said, straight Applejack, 100 proof. And I said, what does that mean? She goes, you're red hot. I said, what does that mean? She goes, you're COVID bound. And I said, does that mean I have the COVID? She goes, yes. So three things this nurse said to me.
What kind of a screwball operation was that?
Well, she was trying to break it to me gently. Okay?
Trying to break it to you gently, so she said, you're red hot.
No, she said, straight Applejack, 100 proof.
That's what she said, huh?
Yeah.
And then she said, you're COVID bound?
No, she said, straight Applejack, 100 proof, you're red hot, you're COVID bound. Yes, you're COVID positive.
So she said you have the coronavirus.
She didn't say that. She said you're COVID positive.
I mean, I don't want to ask you what doctor.
It was my doctor, okay? I trust him. Dr. I'm not going to look up his name.
He's your doctor. You don't have his name.
I got his name. Dr. Loveman.
Who's the doctor, David?
It's Dr. Loveman.
Who the hell is Dr. Loveman?
Hey, Phil, watch the tone, okay?
Hey, David, don't tell Phil to watch the tone. You've been coming out here with this, you know, straight Applejack 100 proof. And Dr. Loveman, you've never mentioned him before.
I don't mention my doctors to you guys. What's the way you're talking to me, man? Don't assume I'm a liar.
Well, David, so your doctor is Dr. Loveman?
Yes.
And what city's he in?
Oh, my God.
David, you want me to go get a COVID test, I want to make sure that I coordinate this with your doctor.
Okay, I'm only kidding.
What a fucking prick. I knew you were.
Oh, my God, Phil.
You did this once before, David.
Oh, he did. He did it twice before. Yeah, remember the time you said...
You said you were raped in a parking garage, and then you said you had anthrax.
All right, so I did. You know, the reason why... I'm trying to pick up the pace on the show a little bit.
I don't need you coming in here and telling me they got COVID when you don't.
Well, guess what? It just injected a bunch of life into this thing. Look, Phil, we need to pick it up, man. We got Indigenous Peoples Day coming up. We're doing a 20% off on your annual subscription. Okay? We got 20% off on Bobby Dooley merchandise. Get a load of that, huh? So we're really trying to get the word out about the Phil Henry Show, and I want to get some, you know, I want to get some conversation going. And we kind of, you know, what do you want to call it? I mean, I'm trying to lighten the mood a little bit.
Trying to lighten the mood by saying you're...
I'm cow, man.
Well, you're what? Well, you just said cow.
I was going to say I'm cow because I got nervous.
You're COVID positive.
I did say that, but I'm not really.
So you're kidding?
Yes, I'm kidding.
You're an asshole, man. You know that?
Hey, Phil, watch it.
You're an asshole, okay? And I'm hanging up on you.
Don't you dare hang up.
David G. Hall, ladies and gentlemen. Now, when did he do that last? He hasn't done that since the days of the radio show. He said one time, he told me one time that he had anthrax. He told me another time he had tuberculosis. He told me another time that he'd been raped in a parking.
God, sir, that's not very funny.
No, it isn't funny, except it was funny because it was a joke.
Some joke, for God's sake.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yes, Hall. Well, Mr. Hall.
Give me the phone. David, hello.
No, it's not Mr. Hall. I'm just practicing.
What do you mean you're practicing?
He's not on the phone.
If he calls, give me the phone.
He's calling.
Then give me the phone, David.
He's not on the phone.
Where is he?
He's parking his car.
I'm going to kick your ass.
Okay, here he is.
I told Bud to screw around with your mind. Now,
listen to me, man, and listen real good. The next time you do that, I'm going to divest any kind of interest. You and I are Splitsville, man. I am not going to be in business with you ever again. You'll have no rights to the Phil Henry Show, no rights to anything that I do. You ever pull that shit again?
You've said that to me. You know how many times you've said that to me over the last 10 years? That's it. You'll never have rights to anything to do. And you're always back with me. Why? Because I can sell this thing, man. Because I sell, baby. Because I'm a guy, I'm out there, I'm humping, I'm on the street. I am hitting the pavement for Phil Henry morning, noon, and night, man. And what do you think I get in return?
You get paid pretty good.
Pretty good? I get paid, let's put it that way, okay? What do I get in return? I get paid, and that's it. You and I don't see each other, we have lunch.
We just had lunch 3 weeks ago, remember, where I infected you with COVID?
Yeah, I know, but that was, you know, how about a little bit more?
There's a freaking pandemic happening, Jack. Nobody's having lunch with anybody.
How about if we do a virtual Zoom lunch or something? We gotta talk business. I don't know. How the hell am I supposed to do this?
So in other words, to encourage me, you come on here and say, Phil, you know, I'm coronavirus positive.
I'm having a couple of laughs. Jesus H.
You know, David, that's a hell of a way to have laughs. That scares people. It scares Phil's listeners. It gives people all kinds of anxiety and, you know, and they're
sick to their stomachs and they think you're some kind of a real squirrel, a real master squirrel. You know?
No, I don't know what you mean by a master squirrel.
Yeah, you like a master squirrel. Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm supposed to know what that is?
No, you know what? Go ahead and guess, man. It's not anything any good either.
Are you guys telling me master squirrel means something?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes.
Then what does it mean?
We're not going to tell you.
Not going to tell you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, not going to say.
I demand you tell me right now, man.
No. No, we're not. You came on here and said you had coronavirus. I ain't telling you what master squirrel is.
What a bunch of dicks, man. Is it something to have to do with you? In other words, you think I do have coronavirus?
Hey, David, go pound it sideways, okay? Up left until a trickle of blood appears.
Fuck!
What was he saying?
Well, three guesses. David G. Hall, ladies and gentlemen, what a funny guy he is. Why, he came on here and he said he was tested positive for coronavirus. Ha 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 ha! He's only kidding.
I don't like that kind of joking at all.
I don't either, and it's juvenile. It happens a lot on this program, Phil. You know where I stand with a lot of that.
Oh, I understand that. I don't think it's very funny either.
But I mean, he was going to say that to try to, you know, lighten the mood.
Yeah. How does that lighten the mood, man?
God, man, yell at me.
Well, how does that lighten the mood?
Well, I suppose you could say, hey, you know what, I cut my... Well, this is a bad thing to say, but you could say something like, I cut my own penis... It's...
You cut your own what?
I cut my penis off with a skill saw. I'm only kidding. You guys aren't laughing at that.
No, I can sort of see the humor.
Yeah. But not, no, it's not, you know, belly laugh.
That's not funny at all, man.
I don't think so either.
Well, these guys thought it was. Why don't you think that's funny?
Because it's not funny, man, with a skill saw or anything else.
It isn't like I... You know what you'd have to do to cut your own penis off with a skill saw? You'd have to flap it up. Never mind.
Okay, now that this is the most... I've talked at length on this show about wasting...
Phil's trying to belch and talk at the same time.
Right. I've talked a lot on the show about wasting all kinds of time with this bullshit.
Jesus.
Phil, I don't appreciate that language.
I don't appreciate this guy, David Hall.
Don't point at me.
All right. This guy here, David Hall, coming on here and saying, to lighten the mood, I thought I'd tell you I got coronavirus. What was it you guys were talking to me about? Wills and everything?
Yeah, we were asking you, do you have your estate prepared?
I better. I probably should get my estate prepared because when I get done dealing with a lot of the things that I have to deal with in my life, I may wind up being led into the gas chamber or whatever they do now.
It's going to be like lethal injection.
Thank you, bud. Lethal injection.
You really, Mr. Hunter?
I don't know, but I may have to get my affairs in order because the way I'm going to wind up, man, I may be strapped to a gurney getting all that joy juice into me because I went ahead and I strangled somebody to death who said that they had coronavirus when they didn't. What do you think about that?
Hey. Beautiful thing.
Thank you. All right. Good God, man.
I think it's, David, if you're out there, I think it's gotten very old. We've heard your I'm only kidding. And
David Hall.
Is he really on the phone, man? Just like saying David Hall.
No, he's on the phone.
Yeah, David.
All right, I got the message. Jesus, you people are going to keep talking about this? Don't you have anything else to talk about?
Yeah, we do. But I'm driving the point home with you, man. That's unacceptable. There's people out there who are worried about this goddamn disease. You understand? It's not a joke. There's people dying from it.
Oh, okay. So now you're going to get brownie points with your audience by lecturing me on death, disease, and the tragedy that some families are feeling. And all I was trying to do...
All you were trying to do is get a couple of laughs out of saying, hey, I'm coronavirus positive.
It's this guy, Henry.
Mr. Hall has to come back inside now for the rubdown.
I gotta go in for a rubdown. So funny.
Gotta go back in for a rubdown, huh?
Yeah. I'm here for a massage.
I'm sorry.
Certainly. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Yeah, huh?
I gotta go, Phil. I'll talk to you later, okay? I'm getting a rubdown. Listen to that guy.
You think he's really getting a rubdown?
No, I don't.
Who do you think that was?
I have no idea. Somebody... I think it's... I don't know.
Phil, you're losing it.
No, I'm not losing it. We'll be right back. We have Dean Wheeler and... Larry Grover.
They're Indigenous Peoples Day.
Now, we have here at the world-famous Phil Henry Show a big, big sale coming up. One-year subscription, 20% off. And I know there's a lot more to it than just that. We're also offering 20% off in the merchandise store on all Bobby Dooley merch because Bobby's birthday is coming up.
Oh, my God, it is.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, Bobby.
I said happy birthday.
I said happy birthday.
When it came out, happy dirt day.
So?
That's death.
Yeah, happy dirt day is death.
My ass. Well, that's it ought to be.
Anyway, we have Deaner. We have,
you have Dina Wheeler? Oh boy, he's not going to like that.
We have Dean Wheeler and we have Larry Grover coming up on Indigenous Peoples Day, otherwise known as Columbus Day, otherwise known as They Got Here First Day. Oh man.
Phil, they got here first day.
Yeah, on the world famous Phil Henry Show.
The world famous Phil Henry Show is brought to you by...
Try a Pepper Soft Drink. Drink it, wait 5 seconds, drink it again faster, wait another 5 seconds, then down the whole thing, open your mouth and watch flame leap out.
Peppers, the new soft drink from Cobra. And by the new time-tested formula for a headache, Brain Go. When you feel as if there's nothing between your ears, you know you've reached maximum Brain Go. It's the headache relief formula from Crispy. Brain Go uses two major ingredients. One that makes your mind feel as if it's evaporated. The other to make the head feel softer, more pliable. You'll walk out of the office, walk out of wherever it is you're working, as if your head is a sponge. It'll feel like a sponge. It'll look like a regular head. Brain Go. Get it from Crispy.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Here's Phil.
Thanks a lot, Margaret. We have Dean Wheeler from Dean is at Northern California, the Novato, Northern California Holistic Center in Novato, California. Sorry, Dean, I'm having like a difficult time remembering where you are.
We have Wheeler Resort, Phil, and then we have the Northern California.
That's it, Wheeler Resort. You're not at the resort.
No, we are not. I'm out here at the up here at the Holistic Center. We're out near our. We've got a very beautiful cliff view here of the ocean. And now just down the beach from us is Wheeler Resort.
And how is business? I guess you're not open.
Oh, we're open. I wouldn't assume that we're not. We have a very limited clientele. We're trying to keep people, socially distanced and COVID friendly.
Now, how are you doing that, Dean?
Well, we've got 40 rooms, and we are renting out about 15 of them. Is that right, Emeralda? Is it 15, Emeralda?
Uh-huh.
Okay, 15 rooms. And
yeah, is that Emeralda, Mr. Wheel? I've never not heard her.
You've never not heard her, huh? Yeah, that's my wife.
Okay, so you guys are renting out 15 of the 45 rooms?
No, we have how many rooms? We have 35 rooms. We're renting out 15, excuse me, 20 of the 35 rooms.
You have 35, so you're a larger percentage.
40 rooms, I'm sorry.
How many rooms do you have at the hotel?
We have 40 rooms.
Okay, and how many are you renting out here?
Here?
I mean, how many are you renting out during this? This is a tough time for hotels, I'm just wondering.
Yeah, we're renting out 15.
15 of the 40, so just under half.
No, we're actually renting out half.
Hey, Dean, I don't know what game you're playing.
It's 20, I'm sorry. Just Emeralda's doing the numbers. I can't read that. Yeah, it's 20 rooms. And what we have a big weekend coming up. Phil, I know you have a big weekend coming up with your Indigenous People's Sale. I was just talking to Bud about that. We are also celebrating with special yoga classes on the cliffs out here at Wheeler Resort, and that'll be at Wheeler West, okay? Okay, Phil?
Yeah, Wheeler West.
Yeah, that's what we call it. That's the cliff over here.
Okay, and you're doing what?
Well, I wanted to emphasize Wheeler West.
All right, so it's at Wheeler West, which is the Western Cliff?
Yes, General, thank you very much. It is the Western Cliff. Thank you. Thank you very much for that.
Okay, and that's where you're going to have your yoga class?
Well, let's not just blow over it, okay? The Wheeler West...
Come on, Dean. I mean, I hate to be an asshole.
Yeah, I heard the interview you had there with David G. Hall, and I thought I might be abused.
Yeah, but you were just trying to get to the point here. It's at Wheeler West.
Wheeler West? It sounds like a guy.
Wheeler West is the name of the cliff.
Yes, yes. And that's where we're having our special yoga class.
And this is to celebrate what?
This is to celebrate they got here first day. Now, I know that sounds stupid.
Yeah, it does sound stupid. I understand.
Wait, hold the phone, man.
Go ahead, Dean. I'm sorry. Sorry, Dean.
I know we have Columbus Day, and I know that we have also... what do they call it again?
They have an Indigenous Peoples Day along with Columbus. Indigenous Peoples Day is what it is.
Right. Well, we didn't think that went far enough. And it is our feeling that it should be not Indigenous Peoples Day, but they got here first because they did get here first. They arrived before anyone. They arrived before the Spanish. They arrived before the English. They got here first.
Who did?
I'm sorry?
Who got here first? The Indigenous Peoples Day at least refers to a people.
Well, the whoever got here first.
Well, all right, but who got here first?
That is something that, you know, you can... I don't want to go down that road just now. I just want to say what we need to...
Wait a minute, Dean. Do you think there's a question as to who got here first?
No. Whoever got here first, they were the ones that got here first. But I don't want to get into this because I know there's a difference of opinion.
What difference of opinion? What difference of opinion is there? The Indigenous people who came over the Bering Land Bridge from Asia.
Oh, okay. So you're pretty sure about that because I heard an interview with some Native American activists who said that they might have arrived here by a war canoe or some kind of a large outrigger from the Micronesia, from the mid-Pacific or South Pacific Islands. Yeah. Didn't think about that, did you?
Where did you hear this?
I heard it. It was an interview with some Native American activists, and I also heard it, some archaeologists and anthropologists who were talking about Easter Island, you know.
Well, Easter Island, I thought that was settled by South Americans. Yeah, Easter Island now, they say, was actually settled by the indigenous people who were in South America. And
whoa, Sunshine, what are you talking about?
Who are you calling Sunshine, by the way? I don't like that, Dean.
Well, what are you talking about, man?
The general is referring to some recent anthropologic studies, okay?
Oh, okay. So you guys are all of a sudden scientists, huh?
No, are you? Are you a scientist?
I think I know a little bit more about it. I'm out here practicing yoga. I'm involved in a lot of the therapies and the disciplines that are very organic to the people of the earth. Forget it.
You're out there. Okay, Dean, we've got, as you know, Larry Grover.
Yeah, I know. You got Larry Grover. Good for you.
All right. Are you angry about something?
What I'm trying, before you get Larry Grover, I want you to listen to my credentials here, okay? I think I have indigenous people-friendly credential.
All right, Dean, what is your theory about Easter Island?
Easter Island was inhabited by peoples who were coming from the west to the east, across the Pacific Ocean, from Asia, settled the various Micronesian and South Pacific islands, and then when the time came, they made their move slowly and carefully, slowly and carefully.
They made their move to come over to South America.
No, they didn't. Who is that, anyway?
That's Bud, okay? And I think he's making a good point. You know, if you're saying they made their move to go to South America from Easter Island...
They made their move first to go to Easter Island, then South America. They hit Easter Island first.
You know, we've got a lot of people... You know, this is... I got to calm everybody down, Bud. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
No, please don't put me on hold, Phil.
Let's put him on hold. It's all good. I don't mind... It's okay, Dean. I just need to calm you down because we've got an awful lot of people that are upset with us or something. All right. Larry Grover is at... Larry is at Ted's of Beverly Hills tonight. We're talking to Larry. Larry, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm listening to the interview.
All right, let's get Dean back on there.
I don't like being hanged up on, Phil, if it's...
You know, can I tell you something, Dean? I hear what you're saying. I'm Larry Grover, by the way.
Have we met?
I believe we have.
I think you guys have met on previous shows.
Yeah, and I wanted to say, I respect your opinion. I really do. This idea that they got here first day, meaning Indigenous Peoples Day, is not good enough. Okay, I think I like the idea of Indigenous Peoples Day. It took me a long time to get used to that idea, but I went ahead and I did that. And now you want to change it to they got here first. What that means is essentially you want to be really specific in making the European peoples of this continent, you want to make it real specific, put the finger right in our faces and say, you didn't get here, they did, okay? And
yeah, but he's not even saying who.
Yes, I am saying, I'm saying whoever it was. We don't know. Did they come across the Bering Land Bridge, or did they come by way of canoe or outrigger from the Micronesian Islands? And I'm using Easter Island as an example of where they settled first. You know, yeah, but I heard Phil say that Easter Island was settled by South Americans. Well, Phil doesn't know, Jack.
Okay, hold the line here, guys, because we're starting to get into some very unfriendly territory. I'm just quoting what I've heard some anthropologists say. They say Easter Island was settled actually by South American native indigenous people of South America who went from east to west to settle Easter Island.
They did what?
They went from South America over to Easter Island.
What do you know about it? You're a representative of the Europeans. You're a representative of the Europeans.
Yes, I'm representative of the settler European class, but I'm agreeing with Phil that some of the anthropology and archaeology needs to be relooked at,
huh? All right, I'm saying, Mr. Henry, do you know for a fact that the indigenous people of America got here by way of outrigger or by over the Bering Land Bridge?
Wait, no, I do not, and it doesn't matter, man. If they got here by canoe or outrigger, or they got here over the land bridge, the Bering Land Bridge between...
Between what?
Between Russia and Alaska.
Yeah, see, it makes you sound stupid, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. The only one who sounds stupid here, Mr. Grover, quite frankly, is you when you talk about the landed European class.
Wait, I'm going to finish this. Even if they came here by way of a canoe or outrigger or some kind of seagoing vessel from South Pacific or Micronesia, and if they got here that way, that's a lot. Down there, they would have gotten to South America.
What?
He's talking about...
Let me... I'm saying that if it was Micronesia or the South Pacific, most likely they landed in South America. Nonetheless, they would still be indigenous people, or they came over the Bering Land Bridge.
Well, if they came over the Bering Land Bridge, then...
Then what, Dean? Is that, does that not qualify for they got here first?
Oh, my God.
Dean?
Well, it means that those people got here before the people in the canoe.
This is why I hate shows like yours, Mr. Henry, even though I willingly go on it, because I want people to know about me and the battles that I've had and the fact that I still live at home, even though I'm almost 52 years of age. And, you know, I lost my wife and my kids because I watched too much CNN trying to get rid of Bill Clinton, trying hope against hope to get rid of Barack Obama. And now the only one that looks like they're going to get rid of is a president that I admire immensely. That figures you admire Trump, huh? You better believe it. And I still...
Yeah, he's still all these years now going on. You haven't been properly laid or anything.
That is exactly right.
You know, I don't want to hear about this. We don't want to hear about your love life, Larry, right now, if it's all the same, okay?
All right, sorry. Phil, you can call it anything you want. At the Wheeler Resort, we're calling it They Got Here First. Whoever got here first, the ones that got to South America by way of a canoe, the ones that came across the Bering Land Bridge into North America, whoever got here first. That's why we're not really...
Whoever got here first... I always thought it was the indigenous people. I'm going to celebrate Indigenous People Day.
Yes, of course you are, because it hurts you that it's no longer Columbus Day.
Yeah, it hurts. It hurts a lot. But I got over it, okay, because I got over everything that you liberals, and I say that with all due respect, Phil.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I get over everything that you liberals dump on me. All you liberals, all you ever do all day long is like we're walking down the street and you just dump your garbage out of your window. Here it comes, a swat, a wet sound, you know, some kind of wet, filthy diaper hitting the pavement, or my head. What's that? It's Indigenous People's Day. Here comes more wet, filthy garbage, splat. What's that? Oh, it's gay people. Here comes...
gay people?
Or whatever it's called. Gay marriage. Yeah, gay marriage. Yeah, that's what I mean. Oh, my God, I happen to be a heterosexual. Well, whatever it is, and here comes another garbage and splat, and the other sound of a wet, full diaper hitting me square in the mouth. And what is that? Oh, that's Obamacare. So there's always some liberal...
Yeah, there's always some liberal idea that you don't like, and one of them is Indigenous Peoples Day, but I'm saying... we got here first.
That's fine. You know, and Dean, I heard your point, and I'd like to kind of get off that because it's boring me to tears. We get it already, man. You think that the cats that got here first might have been the dudes in the canoes. They might have been the guys that came over the Bering Strait. Why can't you just say that it wasn't the Europeans? These were Asian-centric or Asian-Pacific people, or they might have just been, migrant hunter-gatherers from Asia who came across the Bering Land Bridge, came to North America, came to South America. They weren't Columbus. People, they're indigenous people.
Okay, great. Yeah, okay, all right. You browbeat me into it.
All right. So it's called Indigenous Peoples Day, okay?
Fine.
Man, we got some real, real lightweight people on this show today.
You know, Phil, I tried to make it so it would be a palatable.
You asked me to come on, Mr. Henry, to talk about Indigenous Peoples Day.
We're trying to get the... Everything squared away now in this, you know, they got here first day. Jesus H. That's the dumbest name for a day I've ever heard in my life.
Really? Well, I don't think the indigenous people who got here first would think that. And if there are indigenous people who got here first before the other indigenous people...
This is interesting. This is how a lot of these liberals, you split the ranks. You're trying to get Indians pissed off at each other so that they have another civil war. They scalp each other.
Okay, so anyway, Indigenous Peoples Day is Monday the 12th. Have fun. You know, my girlfriend Jackie's coming to town, and we'll go and have some dinner and celebrate. How's that?
Fine. Do whatever you want.
That sounds great to me, Mr. Henry.
Dean Wheeler and Larry Grover on the world-famous Phil Henry Show here talking about...
They got here first.
No, they didn't, you know.
Yes, they did. I can tell you one thing. They got here before the Europeans did. They got here before Columbus.
That's the part.
They got here before Columbus. They got here before Columbus. They got here before Columbus. Fuck you.
Well, famous Phil Henry Show of the El Pacifico in Southern California has been a presentation of... The Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
And thank you very much, Dean, and all the rest of you asses. This coming weekend is Indigenous Peoples Weekend, and we're having our Indigenous Peoples sale 20% off on a yearly subscription. Right, Phil?
I believe so. I'm going to have to get that right, but I mean, double-check that. But why not just spill it out onto the air without... Yes, it's basically that.
Yeah, and on top of that, 20% off Bobby Dooley merchandise on account. It's going to be her birthday.
I didn't know that, but... All right, so anyway, we got plenty of more of whatever that was that we just did before we hit the weekend. And of course, our chat, as well as our Saturday cinema, and Indigenous Peoples, or They Got Here First Weekend. Jesus.
I thought it was a really good idea. Hello? Hello?